Blood Countess, Part 1.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight and next week, we bring you the most chilling of all horrors. The kind that really happened. A docu-horror, you might say. The year is 1600. The place, Castle Bathory, in a violent and war-torn Transylvania, the castle of the true Count Dracula. She is about to spread her wings.
Lord Marshal, troops and armourers to the courtyard. We march at first light.
Dearest Lord, go in pride, return in triumph, as you always have.
Return, Elizabeth. Always before, yes, but this time...
You do not fear.
I fear nothing, neither the living nor the dead. But last night, as I rode in the gate, a raven lighted on my helmet.
Who would dare touch you?
Elizabeth, the dirtiest peasant is my equal on the battlefield, if he has something sharp to hand. And violated daughters to avenge.
Do not joke.
The necessity of the body. Why women think it so important, no man will ever understand.
I have always been faithful to you.
See that you always are. A man's pleasures touch the gutter. A woman's may not.
You are the only man, the only one, till death.
And after I am gone?
Even then, the only one.
Swear it.
You are crushing my arm.
Swear.
By the Holy Trinity, by all things holy and unholy, I swear.
Your arm is very soft.
As soft as when you married me.
As soft as then. Did you steal oil from the holy chancel lamps that you keep the skin of a girl?
No such sacred vessel, Lord. A careless serving girl. You know Ursula, who combs up my hair for an hour or two every evening.
Oh, yes. That one.
She is usually attentive, not given to daydreaming, but last night she was careless. Her comb caught in my hair and hurt me. Badly.
You beat her, of course.
I struck her face until it ran blood.
Do as we do with lazy sentries. Set fire between their toes.
But listen, Ference. The skin of my arm has been growing drier and drier. Do what I would. The stupid girl's blood had drenched it. And as I rubbed to clean it...
Well?
Wherever the blood had touched, the skin grew... soft and silky.
Let me touch it again. Oh. More gently this time. It is true. Like finest tissue of Cathay.
Almost dawn.
A few minutes and the drums will sound.
A few minutes only. Lean your head against my arm.
The skin is as soft as a bride's.
Oh, my darling. My lord.
Her blood must have flowed on your breasts, too.
They also are as smooth as swan's down. If I die, no other man.
My life upon it. No other man.
My lady.
Ferenc. Ferenc.
My lady. There is a messenger come post haste from the battlefield. Our lord.
He is dead. The one man in all the world is dead. I will swallow fire.
Compose yourself, my lady. I have loved and served you faithfully since you were a child. Now bridle your grief and hear me.
Since nothing matters, say what you will.
So great and valiant a nobleman as your husband must be in heaven, must he not?
You dare to suggest he could be in any other place?
Never, lady, never. But you must remember those who kill themselves are instantly damned.
You tell me that I cannot see him if I live, and cannot see him if I die?
Dearest lady, there may be a way.
A way?
The path is dark and dangerous.
You think I fear a way, any way, that leads to him?
There are wise women who, with much effort, have talked with spirits.
Witches.
I know a forest woman. A certain Davula has spoken with the sheeted dead.
Bring her! Instantly.
She lives deep in the forest, lady. No village, no house will let her near. They all believe she signed a pact. In blood.
In blood. The dead are pale and bloodless phantoms, Doracha. They crave the red elixir that they lack. Great Aeneas poured blood upon the ground, and the ghosts rushed from the other world, moaning and crying for it. He held them back from drinking, until in desperation, they told him all he wanted to know.
Shall we slaughter animals then?
Animals! Fool! Heroes would never come to blood of sheep or cattle. Nothing but human wine would bring my lord.
Then who?
Go bid them bring that clumsy wench Ursula to me. Bound, look you, and ready a vat, a large one. Then go fetch your forest witch.
Lady, we dare not.
I dare. I am mistress here, yes. And since my lord's death, master too. You have never yet dared disobey me. Dare you now?
No, my lady.
Then go bring the girl here. And the witch. On your life.
At once, my lady.
And Doracha?
Yes, lady.
Remember to bring me a sharp knife.
My lady, we are ready now.
Countess Batari.
What? Oh, yes. The invocation. I was dreaming as I gazed on my lord's helmet. You, witch, whatever your name is.
Darvula, great lady.
Take the helmet and begin. There is not as much blood as I thought, Doracha.
Ursula was of small stature, madam.
Silence, my ladies, or you will anger our guests. Dorothea, give me the burning brand. We will light the Greek fire.
Ferenc Count Battery, Lord of Battery and Adosti, Knight of the Holy Roman Empire, Baron of Transylvania, in the name of the Prince of the Air and of the Little Spirit, come to this your battle helmet as we pour the warm blood of your servant. Once. Come. Twice. Come. Thrice. Come.
Ferenc! Ferenc! He's here! No!
He approached, Countess, but could not come farther. The barrier to the dead is hard to break. I have often had to try many times.
Call him again. At once.
Blood once used to call them may never be so used again, lady. We will need fresh bait.
The countryside is full of young girls who would be honored to serve in Castle Battery. Would they not, Dorota?
I know not, my lady.
Oh, she lies, Countess, she lies. What peasant would not give everything she possessed to serve a lady of the blood royal?
You see, Dorota, our witch has the spirit for our task. There will be more girls at Castle Battery, many more. Will there not?
There will be many more, my lady.
See to it. The girl's blood is cooling. Doracha, bring fire and set the cauldron on it.
But, my lady, you heard it cannot be used.
Not yet. For spirits, fool. For flesh. Have you forgotten how Ursula's blood softened my skin? Prepare a bath, Doracha. Now and every time. I would be fresh as a bride when my lord comes at last to take me in his arms.
Drag the demon in here. Drag her. Throw her on the floor. So.
Oh. Heaven protect us. That's Maria Tetra.
Fool. Only her outward form. Did you not hear the Countess's messenger tell us Maria Tetra died 3 days ago at the castle? Maria's soul is in heaven. This thing that has usurped her body, we shall now send to hell. Woodcutter, prepare.
No.
Here, now, the blood drinker pleads for mercy.
No.
Position the stake. Carter, hold the stake while he strikes. One blow, remember, or she wakes again.
Does she name the Count?
And he dead in battle these many weeks. The vampire grows desperate. Lift.
Mother. Protect us!
No. Strike!
Death.
She died. Instantly.
Does not a vampire struggle in the death agony?
If she is shamming death, it will do her no good. We will drive silver nails into her temples.
Did you not hear her call a name?
No. Carter, did you hear anything but demon's cries?
I thought I...
What did you think?
I heard nothing.
I heard no name.
Doracha? Doracha?
My lady.
I have been below in the cells, Doracha. But one girl there and all the other chambers empty.
Countess, forgive me. But it becomes more and more difficult to find girls both young and beautiful, as you demand.
My lord demands. Fetch more girls.
Lady, do not ask
Doracha. It is a long time since I have beaten you. Do you remember how my rings cut to the bone?
Forgive me, great lady.
Then fetch them. Virgins, mind.
Your servant in all things. Oh, my lady.
Well?
Davola the witch. She has a friend, a clockmaker. A little mad, perhaps, but very skillful in his art. We have prepared a special present for you, lady.
May I know?
Let it be a surprise, lovey, huh?
Oh, your surprises were always the best.
Too late. You cannot turn and run now. You must not.
Father, I am afraid.
Do you think I do not tremble for both of us? To say what you are going to say against the Countess, and she one of the great nobles of the land. But we must.
Why must we?
Oh, daughter, the Lord will surely damn us if we do not halt this demon.
I won't. I can't.
God will protect his own.
Father, we aren't God's own. She is.
Hush, are we not in enough danger without blasphemy?
In the name of the king!
Clara Utvush, stand forward. You have been summoned before me on this 21st day of August to answer to the laying of charges of the most grave, not to say scandalous, nature against her ladyship, Elizabeth, Countess of Battery. These charges include torture, vampirism, rape, and other accusations of so fiendish a nature that the ear can scarcely credit them. Do you realize the seriousness of these accusations?
I'm so afraid, sir.
You are not here to discuss your feelings with me. Do you understand? Merely answer my questions.
Yes, sir.
What happened to you in Castle Báthory?
I was employed by her ladyship as a seamstress. She accused me of stealing an apple from her dinner platter. But I never did.
It is the Countess who has had grave accusations thrown at her, like mud in the street, not you. Tell us about those accusations.
I was taken to the dungeon of the castle and stripped of all my clothes. I was tied to a rack, and the Countess lighted a candle and held it between my legs and burned. I cannot go on, sir, please.
I order you to continue.
And she...
She?
I mean, her ladyship, the Countess, bit my neck until the blood was flowing freely. And then her ladyship, sucked at it and swallowed it.
Never. My daughter speaks truth, sir. She has never lied in all the
years. Silence! Do you think the law believes that peasants like you and your daughter do not lie? Who would credit such filth as she speaks? If what you say is true, girl, how did you come out of the castle alive?
They took blood. So much blood from me. And left me for dead in the forest. Like the other girls. For the wolves to eat.
Other girls?
Yes, others. There were three corpses in the cart that took me by night from the castle. Look around you. There are no young peasant girls left for miles around. Where are your daughters?
Silence, wicked girl! You are in the grip of the devil! Do you expect us to believe your vile blasphemies against one of the highest names in the kingdom? I hereby order you returned at once to the service of her ladyship, the Countess Báthory, that you may ask her forgiveness for your slanderous tongue.
No!
A transcript of this hearing shall accompany you. And I trust that repentance will bring God's mercy to your soul and her ladyship's to your body. Take her to Castle Báthory.
No! Oh, God, no!
In here, my lady. Your surprise awaits you.
Bring the light closer. I cannot see.
Oh, God in heaven.
Is she not beautiful?
But you said this present was fashioned by a clockmaker. Is she not alive?
For all her loveliness, my lady, she is a thing of wheels and gears, no more alive than the castle clock.
She is miraculous.
More than that, lady. Much more. Watch. I touch behind her ear and
she stands. Her arms close in an embrace. She is knives. Knives spring straight forward from her breasts. And cups to catch the blood.
Look lower, Countess.
A third knife. From?
From the place of birth, my lady. Oh, but she is a naughty girl to look so shameless. I push another button, and she modestly retires.
She is a wonder of the world.
And spares your poor servants all the labor of cutting.
Countess. Look whom we have here. That wicked girl, Clara Utvash.
Utvash, but we killed her.
She but shammed to death, the vixen. She came back from the forest and denounced your ladyship to the magistrate.
Who, of course, sent her back to me.
He knows his place, my lady.
So shall Clara.
Come here, girl. Do not be frightened.
Countess, forgive me. I did not mean that.
Of course you didn't. You are only a foolish child who must be taught a lesson. Now do exactly as I say, and you shall then be released.
Anything, my lady. Anything.
You see this girl before you here? Is she not most beautiful?
Most?
Step forward to her. Put your arms around her, so. Now kiss her.
lips are cold.
You will feel a little colder yet. Darvula, now. For such a present as this, for both of you, much gold. See how she hangs in the statue's arms, like an exhausted lover.
And yet she died a virgin.
So shall they all. Do we not thus preserve them from defilement?
But, lady, what would have happened if the magistrate had not been so obliging? The sword swings ever closer to us. This one has testified before the law.
And the law bent to honor the nobility, God's deputies on earth, as it always will.
Countess, listen.
There are not so many cats as those in all the castle.
Did you ever hear of a witch without her familiars, lady? I keep them for your service. They hear everything, the living and the dead.
What are they hearing now that they howl so?
Each time we summon the spirit of your great husband, lady, he seems nearer and nearer, but always falters at the last. I think tonight the cats hear him. Oh. I think tonight he will come all the way to us.
Here, Doracha. Here. Make ready that girl's blood. My lord comes this night.
Countess, it is forbidden to look upon the dead. I implore you, my lady.
Doracha, do you remember when I was a little girl, how I frightened you with a children's rhyme? Do you remember what it was?
No, lady.
What shall I do when my lord's at the window? What shall I do when my lord's at the door? What shall I do when my lord comes a-calling, trailing the earth from his grave on the floor?
Just heard The Blood Countess, Part 1, Blood Red, by Ray Kennelly. Featured tonight were Kate Reed as Elizabeth Bathory, Ruth Springford as Dorotya, and Elva Mae Hoover as the forest witch Darvula. You heard Alan Scarfe as Count Ference, and Robert Christie as the magistrate, with John Stocker as the priest, and Frank Perry as the woodcutter. Hugh Webster played the carter, and Maria Tatra and Clara were Mary Peary and Nikki Guadani. Our engineers tonight were David Hoyle and John Jessup, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Our production assistant is Doris Buchanan, and the series story editor is Earl Toppings. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week, we will conclude our biography of Elizabeth Bathory. And for those of you with special tastes, here's a little preview to whet your appetites.
My lord would not stay last night, though we poured sweet virgin blood to him. I have bathed daily in such blood to keep the fair skin, all the beauty of the girl he married.
Yet he fled like mist before the wind. He fled me.
The Blood Countess, Part 2. Blood Blue. Radio with a final bite. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.